Hello everyone. So I will talk a little bit about Image Builder. I want to talk a bit about how it works, how the stack of Image Builder fits together, show off some of the things it can do. But before all that, I'll try to explain why it exists. So Image Builder builds bootable operating system images, the base images. It runs on your local machine or as a hosted service. So we also run and operate a service for Image Builder. Now, building bootable operating system images is not that hard of a problem. You know, you just put a few bits in the right place, some default correct, hopefully, configurations. And you know, most of the hard work is actually done by the package maintainers, the people who maintain the kernel, the people who maintain systemd. They make sure like it all fits together, right? But at a certain scale, consistency and reliability are very important because you need to build images for different purposes. I'm talking now from the point of view of a distribution, right? You need to build images for different purposes, for different architectures, for different target environments like AWS, GCP, Azure, local virtualization, bare metal. And you don't want to have these differ too much from one another. These images. You don't want to have them differ too much from one another between those different variables. You want to reason and about them and produce them in roughly the same manner. You want to produce and reproduce them often without manual interference, so as part of pipelines, so you need infrastructure around it as well. And because I also mentioned like target environments, specifically the cloud platforms, well, every cloud platform today often offers something like an image builder as well, right? Like there's AWS EC2 image builder. But yeah, then you're sort of like locked into what the cloud provider provides, or you just end up using their images maybe full stop. So it's nice to have tooling that is sort of cloud agnostic, or like specific cloud agnostic, vendor agnostic. And as a final point, while image-based workloads are also becoming the norm. You know, everybody uses containers, people build images for a single specific workload. And really, one of the things for end users that we're trying to solve is to make VM images almost as easy to deal with as container images. So, Image Builder was created to address some of these problems, right? So this is the stack. And I want to walk you through the stack just to quickly give an idea of what each component does and why it's there. I will start at OS build, the lowest base layer on which everything is based. So at the very bottom, we have OS build, which is a low-level tool that executes a manifest. Now, what is a manifest? The manifest describes exactly what goes into the image and then also how to package it. This manifest makes images auditable because you have a manifest of exactly what's in it, and reproducible since you have the exact steps that were used to build the image described inside of it as well. So not just the contents, but also like how do I get from those contents to the actual image. It is mostly distribution agnostic, so it doesn't necessarily have a notion of like what makes up a specific distribution. So what is a Fedora 38 image, right? Doesn't really know. But of course, it needs to support some package manners. So it currently supports RPM and Pacman packages. So theoretically, the distributions that it can build are things like Fedora, Arch, CentOS, etc. And as a final note, so OS build starts from a pristine tree, so like an empty directory, and then builds it up piece by piece. But to clarify this, like let's take a little look at a manifest. So I'm gonna need to. That's maybe too much. Okay, so as you can see, this is sort of what a manifest looks like. First off, you have sources because like the content needs to come from somewhere. So this is maybe a little bit. Okay, so these are just RPM packages indexed by their checksum, so that they're nice and addressable. Now here you can see three pipelines. I will not go through all of them. It's just like very quickly tell you what's inside of this manifest. So the first pipeline actually builds a container, because we build the end artifact, so the end image, inside of a container. And the reason that that happens is because you kind of want the same tooling that will end up in the image building the image itself. So like the RPM version in the image, you kind of want to install those RPMs using the same version. Otherwise you might get into a mess. So then the second pipeline is the pipeline that actually builds, like puts all the bits in the correct place in the tree. And so first it sets up the kernel, I think it's proc, kernel command line, you know. Then an RPM stage, so it installs a bunch of RPMs.